After breaking through her own self-limiting beliefs, Lisa Jimenez went on to build a six-figure consulting career in the course of just 9 months. When it comes to helping other people make the same kind of extraordinary breakthrough, she's an unqualified master. Her insight into why we have the fears that we do, why we carry them around, some cases why we build monuments to them, her insight is so terrific, it's so incredible that I've seen people transformed literally on the spot. Lisa's written numerous books and audio programs, and as you're about to find out, she's one fantastic speaker with a high energy, fast-paced style, and terrific sense of humor that have made her a worldwide sensation. And in addition to managing a career that's on the fast track to superstardom, she's also the mother of three terrific kids. In this segment, Lisa's going to get you fired up to conquer your fears, shatter your obstacles, and turn your dreams into reality. Here's Lisa Jimenez.
It was 1999. I'm at the National Speakers Association dinner and dance. I'm standing there with Steve Siebold and Don Siebold. And across the room at this dance, we see Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, and a couple other real high, well-known speakers and authors. And I said, oh, what I really want is to have a testimonial for my book, Conquer Fear, from Bob Proctor. And Steve said, oh, well, Bob Proctor doesn't usually give testimonials. And I said, oh, he'll give me a testimonial. And Steve's like, okay, Lisa Jimenez, why don't you go ask him to dance and see if you can get your testimonial? So I said, watch me. And I glide across the floor and I come up to Bob Proctor and I said, good evening, Bob Proctor. My name's Lisa Jimenez. Would you like to dance? He looked me right in the eye and said, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Okay. I turn around and look at Steve Siebold and Don Siebold. They are cracking up. They're like, you got rejected. You got rejected. You got turned down by Bob Proctor. How do you think I felt when I walked back to Steve and Don? Pretty small, right?
Yeah.
What do you think it took for me to step out and walk over to Bob Proctor and ask him to dance? What did it take? It took a lot. Didn't he understand that? It took a lot. And how did it feel when I came back after receiving a no? Well, let's give Bob Proctor, Mr. Bob Proctor, a little credit. He said, no, thank you. Oh, such a gentleman. This is the point. We all have a comfort zone. Everyone go like this right now around your body. Everyone has a zone of comfort. You all do. I think God gave that to you to keep us safe. However, anything truly delicious, anything truly amazing, anything truly outrageous is a millimeter away from you right now. It's that close. But it's outside your comfort zone. Are you willing to not just step up to it, but break through it? You want to hear the rest of that story?
Yes.
You want to hear the rest of that story?
Yes.
As I walk back and I'm seeing Don and Steve cracking up, you got turned down by Bob Proctor, and I'm feeling this big because I did step up to my comfort zone. But let me tell you what happens when you're willing to step over that comfort zone. When you're willing to look at that comfort zone and say, you got me this time, but just you wait, because I'm going to break through you, darling. I'm going to break through you. And what I did, I got home and I stepped up to that comfort zone by asking Bob Proctor to dance, and he said, no, thank you. 2 weeks after I got home, I wrote Bob Proctor a letter. And at the top of the page, it said, you said no to me once, dot, dot, dot. And then in the letter it said, remember me, I'm Lisa Jimenez, and I asked you to dance 2 weeks ago at the NSA convention, and you said, no thank you. Well, you said no to me once, Mr. Proctor, and now I'm asking you to say yes. I'm asking you to say yes to free millions of people from their fear, because that's what my book will do. And it comes out September of 2001. Did you hear that? 2001, September? I didn't know it was going to happen on September 11th. Conquer Fear came out 2 weeks before 9/11. So I told Bob Proctor, this is back in February, 6 months before the debut. You said no to me once. I'm asking you to say yes. Read the galley copy of Conquer Fear. And if you believe that it will change lives, if you believe it will help people break through their fear, I'm asking you to write a testimonial for the book Conquer Fear. And about like 10 days later, I'm driving in my minivan to pick up my kids from school. My cell phone rings. I answer the cell phone. It's Bob Proctor on my cell phone. And you know, you think I'm going to be all like cool about it. You know, absolutely not. I'm just absolutely like over the top with this. And he says to me, is this Lisa Jimenez? Yes, it is. And he's cracking up. He's laughing and laughing. He said, you have guts, girlfriend, and I always reward guts. So not only will I write you a testimonial for Conquer Fear that you can put on your book, I want to buy the first 100 copies hot off the press. Wow. You want to hear the testimonial that he wrote?
Yeah.
Is this awesome? Okay. Lisa Jimenez deserves a medal for writing this book. It will free millions of people from a self-imposed prison. If you want to multiply your income and begin enjoying a dimension of joy, you might not even be able to imagine... Devour this magnificent book. I've already ordered the first 100 copies hot off the press for my loved ones. Bob Proctor, the author of You Were Born Rich. Is that awesome? That's what it takes, not just stepping up to the comfort zone, which was me going over to ask Bob Proctor to dance, but breaking through the comfort zone, which was writing the letter and just stepping out in faith again after you got the door slammed in your face. So who's willing to see just that truth and receive that truth that everything you want for yourself, all those delicious dreams, all that outrageous vision is right there in front of you, a millimeter away, but it just happens to be outside the comfort zone. Who's willing to do some work right now? Yes, say, I am.
I am.
Let's get started. The very first point I want to teach today is, why aren't more people living more outrageous lives? What is it?
Fear.
It's fear.
Intimidated by the reaction of others.
That is it. What is the greatest commitment of most entrepreneurs? Think of an entrepreneur. This is someone who's probably worked for somebody else, got tired of working for somebody else, started their own venture, whether it be in network marketing, an invention, internet marketing, opening up a restaurant. They're an entrepreneur. Bringing an idea to market. They're an entrepreneur. What are most entrepreneurs' greatest commitments? Their greatest commitment, you would think it would be to make money. You would think it would be to make a difference in the world. That's not most people's greatest commitment. Most people's greatest commitment is looking good. Looking good. That's their greatest commitment. They want to look good. See, Mr. GQ guy, Miss Perfect figure, hate her already. That's most people's greatest commitment. What about you? Is that your greatest commitment, to look good? Because until you let go of that and you're willing to fail, you're willing to make a mistake, you're willing to screw up, not that you're going to, but you're willing to. That's when I had my biggest breakthrough, when I had to realize I can't always look good. Because Lisa Jimenez's greatest goal is to look good. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to look bad. I want you to think I'm gorgeous, intelligent, amazing, incredible. Okay, may I go on? That's what I want. So how hard was it for me when I got up and when I started my direct sales company 15 years ago with Mary Kay Cosmetics, and we did our first recruiting meeting, and I was the opening keynote speaker and I was doing a 10-minute little speech on conquering success or getting over the fear of success. And I stood up on that stage. This is the first time I've ever spoken in front of an audience, besides being a school teacher, because I was a school teacher before that. And I got up there and I said, I'm so happy you're here for the Mary Kay event, and today I'm going to be talking to you about the fear of sex. Did I just say that? Why does this happen to me? Because success, when you're nervous, kind of just blah, 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 blah. Okay? So just like when I recruited this really hot, just go-getter, vivacious businesswoman, and she was just right there, and she recruited, and she signed her agreement, and I happened to have the starter kit at my house, because I was a hot recruiter. I was the top recruiter in Mary Kay Cosmetics 3 years in a row. So I had the kit for her right there when she signed up. And the next morning, as I'm walking outside my door thinking, I am hot stuff, because I just recruited this woman. There's a box, the starter kit, is outside my door with a 2-page letter, single space, telling me all the reasons why she wasn't ready to get started, but she felt pressured from me to make her say yes. Wow. Talk about just, and I'm all about helping people. And here I am. Oh my gosh, am I that pushy? And I had to take a step back and reevaluate my whole recruiting process. How am I sharing this opportunity that I would have a woman say yes to me and then 15 hours later send it back with this detailed letter of why she couldn't say no to me? Where's the balance there? Where's the love there? Where's the commitment on my part? So it's all about getting over your commitment of looking good and making sure that your other commitments far outweigh the looking good. Just like you. How old are you? You're 55. How old are you?
10.
You're 10. I have a 10-year-old too. He's 11 years old now. But when he was 10 years old, my Connor, I can remember watching him play outside with a group of friends. And the group of friends wanted to be mean to another kid to play a joke on him. And he had to make a choice right there to stand up and say, you know what, I don't choose to pick on that kid. Or he had to look good in front of his friends. Which one do you think he chose? The looking good. He chose the looking good. And he went and played this prank and fooled around and made this kid feel bad, feel small. Then he came and told me all about it. I mean, in complete remorse. And that one incident at 10 years old completely changed his life. Because we had, my son and I, Connor, had a conversation about what is it about standing up for what you believe in? And are you willing not to look good sometimes? And sometimes your friends are going to say, you're not cool. And sometimes your friends are going to say, you're not cool. What are you going to say? When your spouse, your friend, your parents say, you're going to do that when you have a doctorate degree? You're going to be an entrepreneur when you have that great job at IBM? So the first step, we need to make a choice this morning. And that's about getting over our commitment to looking good. And truly shifting that commitment to our dream. What is your dream? What is your dream? And are you truly 100% sold out on that commitment to that dream? Then we need to talk about how do businesses grow? Whatever level you're at right now in your entrepreneurial venture, the only way to make it grow bigger, better, more outrageous, is for you to get better, bigger, more outrageous. Because as fast as your business grows is as fast as you grow. They are synonymous. But you know what? I think that's kind of cool. Don't you? Because we don't have control over the results. We don't have control over the economy. We don't have control over what if people are going to say yes or no to our service or product. We don't. So let the results go and focus on and be committed to, and I mean drop dead committed to, what you have control over. And that's you. That's your choices of your integrity to show up on time. If you are a man or a woman of commitment and you don't cheat on your taxes, you don't cheat on your spouse, you don't cheat on your recruits, you don't cheat on friends, and you don't cheat on Vic Johnson, and you show up on time. And if you showed up on time today, I want you to raise your hand, because I want to acknowledge you. That integrity goes so far, my friend. Because how do you feel right now when you've raised your hand? Tell me how you felt.
Good.
Powerful. And you brought that energy into this room. Do you see the power you have? You could have that power every single day of your life, that you walk on this planet with your head held so high, because you know you're a man of integrity. You know you're a woman of integrity. And it doesn't matter if someone says no to your service or your product, because there's someone else that's going to say yes. Because you know what you know, what you know. You know who you are. What is that worth? To know who you are, what is that worth? So the first commitment we need to make is personal development. And all you have done that by just being here today, by being part of Vic Johnson's database, by being part of my database, you've made that commitment for yourself. Now, where can you fine-tune it? Where can you even raise the bar? And maybe it's with the little things, like being on time. Maybe it's with the little things, like saying, I am going to sell 10 skincare items today, period, and following through on your chosen goal and not going to bed till it's done. Or maybe it's, I'm going to make 27 phone calls today that I connect with people, not even leave a message. So maybe you're making 100 phone calls. It doesn't matter the number. When you start using this muscle called integrity, it doesn't matter the number. You could even say 5 phone calls. But what does that do to your character, your inner character, knowing who you are, that you're a man of integrity, you're a woman of integrity? What does that do for you? And what does that do for your family, for the community, for the planet? Just think of the shift we could create on this planet if every single person here made a commitment to integrity, a commitment to personal growth, a commitment to prayer, a commitment to meditation. Wow. What could we create together? Just in your own little world, just in my own little world, because little worlds and little worlds create big, massive change. My possibility is marriage and family united in the spirit of entrepreneurship. Marriage and family united in the spirit of entrepreneurship. So what that means to me is a husband and wife and kids and family and extended family working toward a united goal in entrepreneurship, whether it's internet entrepreneurship, network. That's why I love network marketing, because it's so family oriented. So that's my possibility. So a couple of months ago, I had a date. And I went out to breakfast, and I sit down for breakfast. I have this wonderful breakfast, and then the guy says to me, how do you feel about dating somebody who's separated but not divorced? And I said, excuse me?
Yeah,
how do you feel? I'm not living with my wife. We are separated. We're going to get a divorce, but we're not divorced yet. I'm single. I may date. I'm single. This is my belief system. And so I'm sitting across from this guy, and I like him. He's good looking. He's fun. And I said, and I don't know why this came out of my mouth. I said, well, my name is Lisa Jimenez, and I'm the possibility of marriage and family united. What's your wife's name? And he said, Kathy. And I said, when I get up and leave, call Kathy. Tell her you love her. Tell her you're sorry and see what happens. I got up and said, thank you for the breakfast, and I left, and I'm like, gosh, I'm the weirdest person on the planet. Why does that happen to me? Why do I have these voices that tell me to say this? And I say things like this, and I'm like, I'm such an idiot. I'm just so ridiculous. And I get a phone call 2 hours later, and it's Adam, and he tells me that he called his wife and told his wife that, and she started crying and asked him to come over and let's have a conversation. Let's talk. Who knows what happened there? I don't know. I never spoke to the guy again. But who knows? What if they reconciled because I was willing to step up and be a woman of my possibility and be a woman of integrity? The power we have, people, is amazing. The power you have is amazing. But you need to have a commitment of not looking good, but the commitment of whatever it is. What's your possibility? What are you up to on the planet? You're here for 100 years, possibly. Maybe more, maybe less. But what are you up to? What's your possibility? And then bring that into your entrepreneurial venture. Bring that into the free capital world we live in. Is this fun stuff or what? And talk about feeling great. I mean, I love it that I get checks with my name on it with all these zeros. I love that. But I'm telling you, there's nothing better than knowing I get that phone call from Adam, or knowing last night when Peter and I are out to dinner that Linda, one of my coaching clients, I do personal coaching with her, called me and she said, Lisa, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. I'm coming to Versailles. I'm going to be at that Rich Life Mastermind retreat because I know you can take me there. I believe in you. I believe in your coaching, and I believe in myself, and I'm ready. And I bought my ticket to Paris. She's coming this summer to my, well, I give these retreats in Paris and Hawaii. What do you think that, I was flying all night last night, just knowing I'm going to transform her, her family, her community, and the planet, because she's a woman who's up to big things. Are you a man? Are you a woman who's up to big things? Yes, say, yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
So your business will grow as fast as you do. So all you have to do is be committed to your personal development. And everything is going to happen to you. Everything will happen to you. Literally effortless. Now that's a bold statement. But I've seen it in my life. I saw it when I set out to say, I'm taking my kids to Paris. I'm going to live there for 2 months. I'm going to rent an apartment on the Champs-Élysées with Ariana Bowen Connor. I'm going to let them see Europe. I'm going to expose them to the greatest of human potential in art, in literature, in theater, in architecture. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? I don't know, but I'm going to do it. And this is my commitment. And my commitment is to create this for Ariana Bowen Connor and myself. That was the commitment I made to myself when I became single 4 years ago. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. So here I made that commitment to take my children to Paris. The next thing I know, I get a phone call from Lilia. I don't know who Lilia is. And Lilia says to me, Lisa, I have read your book 13 times. Whoa. And I said, oh, I love that number. Lucky number. So tell me, girlfriend, what are you up to in life? And she told me what she's up to. She told me her past experience about breaking through from freedom in a restrictive government country and what she did to break through from that and how she literally escaped the government. And just, I'm like, wow, you have a phenomenal story. Lilia, it has to be told. What can I do to help you? And she said, well, do you take international clients? It said like 712, so I thought it was the United States. And I said, yes, I can take international clients. Where do you live? She says, Paris, France. I'm like, oh, thank you, God. You are an amazing God. And you bless people who are up to big things. Because when you are up to big things and you step out in faith and you know your Creator is going to give it for you, it's just giving glory to Him. So of course He wants you to succeed. You have to succeed. It's in His name you're doing it. So He gave me Lilia. And I spent 2 wonderful months last summer with Ariana Bowen Connor and training with Lilia and coaching with Lilia. And because of Lilia's contract with me, that helped pay for that apartment on the Champs-Élysées. Amazing. So that's why I can say that bold statement. When you work on yourself, everything happens for you. Outrageous things are just dropped in your path. I know that to be true because I've lived it. I've experienced it. And it happens for you too. You're nodding your head. You remember. How many of you right now are really open to be blessed richly? How many are really open to just have things drop in your path? Say, I am.
I am.
That's a powerful commitment. I am. I am willing to receive great blessings. I am willing to receive supernatural, outrageous things happening in my life. I am. I am willing to receive. All right, let's talk about the three biggest dream killers. The very first one, of course, it's fear. Picture this. There's an 18-month-old little baby. They come up into a friend's house that they've never been to before. 18-month-old. And they see a set of stairs. What does that 18-month-old say to their self as they see that set of stairs? I got to go for it. I got to get to the top. What do they say? I got to get to the top. They look up at those stairs. They say, I got to get to the top. And they begin. Or do they look at that staircase and say, wow, I got to get to the top. But I don't know. I don't know. What will my friends say? You know, back of the sandbox? They might make fun of me that I took the stairs. Or do they say, wow, I got to get to the top. Ooh, but I don't know. The government called Code Orange on stair climbing. Better not. Too risky. Or do they say, wow, look at those stairs. I got to get to the top. But I don't know. I don't have a doctorate in stair climbing. I don't. Did you know that? I don't. I am not a professional stair climber. So I better go back to school. You know, you laugh, but I said those three excuses when it was about my goal of becoming a professional speaker and an author. I said those three reasons why I couldn't. Let me finish my doctorate. What will my friends say? What will people think? And I pulled that anchor for over 2 years. Until finally, one amazing day in Bermuda, I'm there at the NSA event again, National Speakers Association, and I'm sitting around a table with Randy Gage and Linda Barrett. And we're strategizing on how we're going to build our businesses. And then it was my turn. And Randy starts giving me some ideas. Oh, Lisa, you could create this idea about risk-taking and breaking through comfort zone, and you could share that with ABC organization. I said, oh, that sounds so good, Randy, yeah. Oh, but I don't know. You know, I got three small children. Wait till they start school. This is 13 years ago. When they're in school, yeah, then watch me go. How many people have said that? Use your kids or your husband or something? Yeah, or your wife. And he said, okay. And then Randy said, okay, Lisa, what if we, and he gave me another idea, and we could market it to ABC company, and ooh, that sounded good. I'm like, yeah, I could do that. But you know what, Randy? I haven't finished my doctorate in psychology yet. I just have a master's. So I'm really not ready to, I need more education. I need to get more educated. I need to have doctorate next to my name. And then, oh, Randy, just watch me go. And he said, okay. And then he gave me a third idea. And the third idea is, oh, no, I don't know. You know, this sounds so good, but my spouse is not that supportive. Wait till he's like really behind me, and then I need a man to help me do this. All right? I said it. I believed it. I made it happen. Do you see how powerful I am? I stopped my goals from happening. I stopped the dream because I believed I couldn't do it. That's how powerful I am. That's how powerful you are. Wow. So if we know we're that powerful, we can make all these bad things happen? Oh my gosh, I'm awesome. I actually can cause myself to fall. I can cause myself to get sick. I can cause myself to get a headache, to get attention. I can cause myself to lose things so people come over and help me. I could cause myself this female emotional breakdown so that people pay attention to me. I can cause the shifts of the planet for all these bad things to happen. So if that's reality, and you know it is, wow, what could happen if we shift that mindset, shift that consciousness, shift the energy in us? Literally, in metaphysics, it says attraction, right? Like attracts like. It really does. So when you're working on your consciousness and you're working on yourself in personal development, you're going to start attracting people to you that are of the same energy frequency. Talk about the power in dating. Okay, you want a supportive spouse. You want an honest spouse. You want a fun spouse. You want an adventurous partner. You want a faithful partner. Then you be fun, adventurous, faithful, person of integrity. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you will attract that person, I promise. And you will be blown away at the power of like attracts like. So if you're attracting kind of moron people in your business, you got to put up a mirror and say, I'm a moron right now. At this point, if I'm attracting people who are not on time, who are not calling me back, who say they want it and then they don't put the effort behind it, I'm sorry, you got to put up the mirror and say, I'm the moron. It's me. But how cool is that? Because that means you have the power to shift it. Like energy attracts like energy. You work on yourself, my friend. And you're all there. You're doing it. So continue. And when you start seeing that you reap what you sow, man, you're working on yourself and your character and your integrity and your possibility, and you start attracting kind of clients in your life. You should see the people I work with, the people that come and do coaching with me. They scare the bejeebies out of me. But they're so good for me because they're up to big things. And they're like, oh my gosh, I got to really be with it. I mean, I got to be such a woman of integrity with these people. If I'm like 2 seconds late, they call me on it. Lise, you said you'd be there at 10 o'clock. It's now 10:01. Oh, I love people like that. What about you? And I'm so stretched to do that because time is kind of a thing that I don't like to waste time. So here's my reasoning. I will not be on time and I will not be early because I don't like to waste time. I'm productive. So I'm smart. So I come 3 to 5 minutes late so I don't waste any time. See, that's how I rationalize it. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
So I'm actually making myself right when I'm completely wrong. But I'm rationalizing. Well, most people are late, so I'll show up 3 to 5 minutes late, and then I don't waste any time because I'm a woman of power. I'm a woman of not wasting time. And hello. So how do you think it feels for me to have clients that call me to my word? Do you put people in your life that call you on your stuff? Yeah. You hate them sometimes, right? You just smack them. But this is the thing. We're not playing around here, people. We're not fooling around. We're up to big stuff. And if you're a man or a woman who's up to big possibility to shift the planet, then your efforts, your behavior, your character has to support that. And it has to be the nucleus of it, literally the diving board for it. And you watch what happens when you really work on yourself and what these three things are, what we're going to go over. Wow, you will be blown away at the outrageous kind of people that start just coming in your path. It's amazing how this like attracts like. Energy vibration attracts the same energy vibration. Wow. Powerful truth. How do you feel about that word fear? Tell me right now what's going through your mind, your heart, your body. Fear. Anxiety, rejection,
destruction,
loss, waste. That's the kind of connotations we have to that word, fear. Here's the reality about fear. It is a God-given gift. Because the opposite of fear is faith. And God in His infinite wisdom knew that you would probably forget Him. If you are on that road to personal development and things are happening for you and you are just this amazing procreator, you know, and here you are. And so He just puts a little bit of fear in your life to say, oh, I still need to hang on, don't I? How many people can relate to that? Yeah, absolutely. Fear is a gift from God. We need to shift our beliefs about fear. In fact, in psychology, they teach us you were born with 3 inborn fears. Only 3. You want to hear what they are?
Yes. Falling.
The first inborn fear is?
Falling.
Falling. Fear of falling. That was put in you as a gift. So that as a little child, an 18-month-old, a 6-month-old, a 2-year-old, when you're out exploring the world, as you're supposed to do, as you're meant to be adventurous, and your parents aren't right there that second, you'd see like a incline or a drop, and you would retreat because you have an internal fear of falling. Thank God for that. It saved your life. What's another inborn fear?
Loud
noises is a second inborn fear. What's a third inborn fear? The fear of abandonment, being left. Those are the only 3 fears. So the fear of rejection is a learned behavior. Look at a 2-year-old. They're not afraid of rejection. You want to play with me? No, I don't. Okay. You want to play with me? No, I don't. Okay. You want to play with me? Yes, I do. Oh, good. Do we do that as adults? You want to work with me? No. Oh. You want to work with me? No. Oh. What if we was like a kid? Do you want to work with me? No, thank you. Okay. You want to work with me? No. Okay. You know? That's who you were when you were 18 months old. You still have that person in you. You have the ability to do that. 3 inborn fears. Everything else is a learned behavior. Now, let's have a breakthrough about these 3 inborn fears. Fear of falling, fear of loud noises, and fear of rejection. They were given to you before you had intellect. They were given to you before you had logic. They were given to you before you had internal discernment capabilities. Now, you, whatever age you are, you're really a three-year-old making all your own decisions. If you're not using your intellect, your internal discernment capabilities, then you're like a three-year-old. A three-year-old is running your life. That's a pretty powerful statement. But if you really believe that, you're set free today. Because now you can use your intellect, your internal discernment, the logic to say, okay, this is not a real fear. Why am I feeling this? Let's discern it, just between you and you. You can make notes. Do the personal development. You have some fear flaring up? Talk to yourself about it. I talk to myself all the time. Lise, what's going on here? You're creating something. What's the matter? What's going on? It's okay, baby. I talk to myself all the time. Write it down. I write it down. I'm feeling this because. All right, use your intellect. Lisa, is this logical? Use your internal discernment. Do you choose this? You have that capability since you were 7 years old. At 7 years old, your brain, literally the neurons in your brain, can create logic, internal discernment, and intellect. Use it. So that a 43-year-old is running your life. Not a 3-year-old. So what do we need to do with fear? We need to tell the truth that it exists, and then we need to what?
Let it go.
Let it go. Run with it. Befriend it. Because guess what? It's not going away. Fear is a part of life. It's just part of being a human being. And I hope that's liberating for you today. I hope that gives you a breakthrough because it's actually your friend. You can look at it as just befriend it. This is actually my green light to go. And that's what I tell my people. I mean, it is your green light to go. This is what I tell my indirect sales. This is how we made top recruiting. Because we would see, okay, when you feel fear, when fear's coming up, that means you're on to something important. That's the universe telling you, this is the way to go, Lisa. This is the way to go, Linda. This is the way to go, Lopez. Do you get that?
Yeah.
So all you have to do is shift your beliefs about how you see fear. Of course you're going to feel fear. You're up to something big. It's your green light to go. After you've gone through the process of discerning it, using your intellect and logic, and it's a green light, go for it. And I hope you feel fear. I hope you feel fear so that that fear is the motivation and the fire behind your butt. That's what I hope for you. I hope that when you feel fear, you get up here and you give that presentation the best you can and you let that fear be that fire, that force that causes your success. Fear is your green light to go. If you're not feeling fear in your life, hello, are you a little small? You're not up to big things. Did you know psychologists tell us that if your child has not had a serious fall in the first year of life, they are being too closely guarded? That's called smotherhood. I know because I did it. That's the difference between motherhood, otherhood, smotherhood. Let me take care of you. Oh, you're going to bump your head, honey. Here, let me show you. Now, jump forward to your life right now. How many of you have had a serious fall in the last year of life? And how many have not? If you have not had a serious fall in the last year of your life, a serious failure, then your life is being too closely guarded. How liberating when you can look at failure and rejection that is just part of being up to something big. And if you haven't had a failure in the last year, you're playing it too safe. Your life is too small. Knock it off. And talk to yourself like that. Look at the mirror. Have a conversation. Lisa, you haven't had a failure in a while. What's up, baby? Aren't you up to big things? Are you up to big things? Failure is just your stepping stone to success. That's it. Failure and rejection are actually the steps to success. So if you have a failure, get over it. Get over it. It's just part of the equation. 2 plus 2 equals 4. You got it. So two is a failure. Two is a success. Equals four. All right? Receive that truth. It will set you free. So you have to change your relationship to fear and see that it's your green light to go. You're on to something big, that's all. Have a friend, have a counselor, a therapist that you talk through this stuff. But see it as your green light to go. Failure, rejection, change your relationship with it. Welcome it. It's all right. Get over yourself. It's not that big of a deal anyways. If you were 2 years old looking up at that staircase and you fell down, what would you do? You would probably say, ow, that hurt. You would let yourself cry. Right? So have a pity party. I'm not taking that away. I love my pity parties. Oh, ask Peter. You should hear me on the phone. When I took my kids to Paris, I called him probably 10 times a day. The first 3 or 4 days, I'm crying. It was so bad. It was so awful. I was like, this is not what I wanted for me. I can't do this. I don't speak the language. They're not nice to me. I don't know how to count the money. I couldn't even get the lock open. They have different keys in France. It's just wicked. Oh, you should have heard me. 4 days I was like that. I made myself miserable. My kids were fine. They were safe. They had a wonderful time. I wanted to quit. I was like, why do I do this to myself again? Why am I up to big things? It's painful. And Peter said to me, Lisa, ride the wave. Just ride the wave, girlfriend. You're on a surfboard. Stop fighting the wave. Find your balance and just ride it. So I took a breath and I just rode the wave. So I couldn't get in the door. I called the tenant. He was there in 10 minutes. And he said, Lisa, let me help you. This is how you open the French door. Okay. And he showed me how to open the French door. And then when he came in, he was like, wow, you know. And then he sat down and started telling me some places to go. Thank God that happened, because then I had like 15 extra minutes with this guy, and he was telling me some things to do with the kids. It all happens for a reason. So change your relationship to how you see failure and rejection. It's just part of success. Don't put so much meaning to it. And you know, I have to tell you, as I'm even saying this, I'm saying it to myself. Please, this is my biggest hang up, that I want to look perfect. I don't want to make a mistake. I want to look so good. I want you to be proud of me as an audience. That's my hang up. I have to get over myself. If you don't like me because I'm hurting you by touching your heart and shifting your beliefs, then so be it. I did my job and I can be proud of myself. It's no big deal. Just part of the stepping stone to success.